Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 74.
Small Modular Nuclear Reactor Permitting.
Hey, we have amendments. Members, I think I have five amendments. And the first amendment, Representative Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number one to House Bill 74. This is one of the four divisions in the standing committee amendment that we had yesterday, but here it is presented as one amendment. It goes into page two, where we talk about the size of the facility. We made a mistake when we, the definition of a small modular reactor is a reactor under 300 megawatts. And we put a limit on page two, line 17 to 21, that we limited the new reactors coming in to 300 megawatts. And the intent was to let them build to the size of the coal generation or whatever generation was there before. So if it's like the one at Kemmer, it would take roughly 300 megawatts to replace the current coal generation that's there. So it would take three of these modular reactors. So this allows whatever number of modular reactors is required, but not over what the facility was licensed for prior in its prior life as a coal generator or a natural gas generator. So I ask for your favorable vote.
Any members? Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number one. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That amendment has been adopted. Amendment number two, Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the amendment that goes to the Public Service Commission, and the bill at this point takes them out. This amendment puts them back in. We had testimony that to establish the rates for whoever is putting one of these SMRs in would need to go to the ratepayers to help them pay for the capital costs. So it was a good argument to take it out. Again, this group's 105 years old, but this isn't the time to discuss whether we really need them in the future. So I'm going to vote aye on this, and we'll let you decide how you want to vote.
Any other discussion, members?
Did I move the amendment, Mr. Speaker?
I believe you did.
Okay, thank you.
Any other member? I'm sorry. Many members first time? Seeing none? Question being called. Voting on second reading amendment number two. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That amendment has been adopted. We are now on second reading amendment number three. Chairman Miller.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an amendment brought by a committee member to basically change. You know, we have right now a $5 per megawatt hour tax on the facility, and this will require payment on a monthly basis of the taxes owed instead of annually. And it kind of goes in with the bill we passed yesterday on the fossil fuel-fired facilities, where they're going to have to pay more often than annually. So, you know, I don't think this hurts the bill. I think everything should be the same. Whatever we do with the other industries that are paying taxes, this one should be the same. So, again, I'll probably vote aye on this, too.
Mr. Chairman, I do believe you need to move this amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I move third reading amendment number... No, second reading amendment number three to House Bill 74.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? Question being called. All those in favor of second reading amendment number three, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That amendment has been adopted. We are now on second reading amendment number four. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This goes just a couple of minor corrections to the bill. Page four, line 15. Our department, the DEQ, asked us to strike those Wyoming statutes referred to because they're not applicable since everything is managed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The second amendment here goes on page 7 and line 7, and basically what it read was the tax rate shall be $5 on each megawatt hour or portion thereof, which is sold in this state. And what this page 7, line 7 does is strike in this state. We don't care where the power is sold. We want to make sure we collect the tax especially if it's sold out of state. So please vote aye.
Any further discussion, Chairman Majority Floorlit? No? Okay, seeing no discussion, we're voting on second reading amendment number 4. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. And that amendment has been adopted, and we're on second reading amendment number 5. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 74 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members, you turn to page 14 of your bill. This is an exemption, and this exemption, 3512.119, is exemption under the Industrial Siting Act. And so you can go underneath that act and see there's other types of projects that are exempted, including oil and gas activities. What the premise of this bill is, we're going to be placing these SMRs on facilities where there had previously been a coal facility. Well, many of those facilities are right next to communities, and they're older. And if you go west to Gillette, not more than 10 miles, we've got several of these facilities. And so what I guess my thought is, for the communities, having access to that, what the Industrial Siting Act does, both for environmental safety, public safety, and infrastructure needs, I think is important for that to remain within the context of the bill, should this actually become a viable option within my community or some of your communities. If you take a look at where some of these coal-fired power plants are and where the distress is, they're often older plants right next to communities, and that's why I think this is important, that we maintain that understanding and that dialogue about what's going to occur right in your neighborhood. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to ask you to vote no on this one, because the NRC is the prime agency that's going to manage this, and they're the ones that understand all the pros and cons and areas and safety and, you know, if they need an evacuation plan, blah, 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 all that stuff. It's really important. This kind of goes against the purpose of the bill, which is to put these on these brownfield sites that already exist. And a lot of the bigger power plants where I think this would be most likely used are located, you know, not too far from some cities, but most of them are a ways out. So if you want to go disturb a new area, have an additional environmental impact, vote for this amendment. If you want to try to keep it, the impact within the confinement of an existing site, an existing 2-square-mile site typically for a coal-fired plant, the nuclear plant will be 60 acres of that 60 acres of that 2-square-mile area. So I think this harms the bill and will actually encourage, if a company is wanting to build a SMR in Wyoming, to go to yet a new site. So it'll be an additional impact.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Honor and support of the amendment. And I respectfully disagree with the last speaker. And I don't think it does. I think all it does is say the community has the ability to provide some comments on this. They would provide it on a new site. But this really just allows the community and the process that we currently have to continue. And I just think it's an important piece of the puzzle that we have that industrial siting piece engaged in this process.
Representative Crank.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, on for the bill. You know, it's been mentioned that these are near communities. The one that was mentioned earlier is 2 miles directly west of the city. So I think it's be imperative to at least let the communities know what's going on. I don't think this pushes any plants to look at new areas or whatnot. It just lets them be involved. So against the amendment for the bill.
Representative Larson Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I have some question on probably back to the sponsor of the bill. As we know, the Environmental Quality Council has put into place to consider permitting and regulating things within the state that impact the state that are outside, for the most part, jurisdiction a lot of times of federal agencies to ensure, as we've heard from the presenters of the amendment, that the public has input on whatever facility is being constructed or whatever is done. And so my question then is, if this is under the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, is there a process in that application that includes public comment and informing the public on the process of placing these types of modular reactors to generate electricity? And if so, is this duplicate? Would that be a duplication of, because I think we want to be careful not to be duplicative in the process of industry. And if there's not a public vetting process, I support the amendment, but if there's a public process in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's permitting of these, then I think I'd be opposed. So if he could answer that question, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Representative Clem.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ditto to that, I really want to know what we're gaining with this amendment compared to just having the NRC take control of this. Thank you.
Okay, any other members first time? Going to move to Representative Wanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I know we have, not that it's put to talk about other bills, but we are adding solar into the industrial siting in a bill coming. It might actually already be over here at this point. And so I don't think this is too big. I would support the amendment. Certainly people are always welcome to contact the federal agency and express their concerns, but we have an industrial siting process in Wyoming because it's closer to home. And not that I need things to be duplicative, but if you're getting a small nuclear reactor near your community, I would imagine some people will have some public comment about that, and they would probably prefer to talk to some Wyoming people, not the bureaucratic federal government.
Representative Clausen.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in support of the bill and in support of the amendment. So I have the largest uranium mine in Wyoming and in the United States in my district, as well as one of these large coal-fired power plants. And industrial siting process is fairly important to get community buy-in, because sometimes these things, you have a 51-49% thing, and it's perceived as a jam down. And the industrial siting process helps air out some of those concerns and gets everybody to the table.
Okay, any other members first time? Okay, so looks like we're moving to second time. Second time for the sponsor, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Honor and support of the amendment. And I think really what this process does that the EQC doesn't is it really talks about, you know, impacts to infrastructure, and should we, you know, the whole Industrial Siting Council really looks at whether there's impacts to putting a facility in and whether we need to compensate for those impacts. And it seems to me that's one of the things it looks at, as well as the environmental piece. But it also, frankly, gives a more closer to home public look at this process.
Any other members? Representative Larson Lloyd, second time.
I just exercise caution. I'm really anxious to hear what the sponsor of the bill has to say about the process through the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Any of us is familiar with on any federal agency involving the public through the NEPA process or through any of these other processes, we know that that is very extensive and very inclusive and takes it into consideration, for the ones that I've been associated with, all of the things that we've been talking here. If the Nuclear Regulatory Commission does not do that, fine, let's consider this amendment. But if they go through an extensive process of consideration impacts on local infrastructure and everything else, then that's not to be duplicative in the effort there. And so I'm be careful, as you know, listen to what we have to hear from the sponsor to get clarification.
Okay, thank you. For your second time, Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To answer the question from the gentleman on the other side of Fremont County, yes, the NRC is doing all this to the nines. You know, everyone here knows what I am, you know, how much I love regulation. The NRC probably is the one federal agency that is top-notch, has great scientists, and does a great job. But to this amendment, I understand the concern, and I would entertain and support a third reading amendment that looks at this same issue and basically states that those issues not covered by the NRC in their application, by the company to their NRC application does not address issues that are covered by the Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission could address those issues. So that might be in a more appropriate amendment. So we're not extending the process out to years and years. And that's been the issue with nuclear power forever. You know, when they first came online, you know, 40 years ago, they were capable of building them in 3 and 4 years. But with lawsuits and changes in environmental process, they extended them out to 10 years and sometimes 20 years. This is what we're trying to avoid, is that process of extending these. And frankly, you're missing the market when you do that. So I'd like you to vote no on this one and see if we can come up with a better amendment on the third reading.
Okay, to the sponsor, Representative Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I appreciate the conversation. I think this does point out a couple of, I think, things that are fairly obvious. Most of the time in this body, we want the state to have control. We want the state to take primacy over something. We just did that not long ago with another uranium-based activity, if you'll recall. And so in this case, we're saying, no, we're going to trust. We're trust the what that big government from the East Coast is doing and how they're going to treat our communities and our landscapes, et cetera. I think this is a belt and suspenders, folks. I think this is belt and suspenders. Sure, maybe they do have a process that works, but we can take a look at it too. And in this particular place, it's an appropriate place to take a look at it. Now the timeline, we're not talking about, if you remember the genesis, the reason for this bill, we're not talking about the big mega stations. We're talking about small, portable, move them in, get them up, set them up, right? So we shouldn't be talking about the 10-year process thing at the federal level nor at the state level. So I respectfully ask you to support this amendment. If there's a different way to approach it through a different commission, which was mentioned by the sponsor of the bill, that's fine. But this is a different part of it. This is a different piece of it. And I'd ask you to support the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We're voting on second reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 74. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Chairs in doubt. All those in favor, please stand. Okay, there are 31 members standing, so that amendment has passed. It's been adopted. House Bill 74, haven't been read 2 separate times. Question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Members, we're going to pause for a minute. And if you have some guests in the gallery, if you